Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, my spooky friends.
My name is Cassie.
And I'm Caitlin.
And welcome in to I'd Survive. Where do I begin? We've both been in a weird haze lately, I feel. Yeah. So I'm like coming to these podcast recording sessions and being like, okay, how are we? We're alive. We're fine.
We're here.
Yeah, we're here. And we keep just talking about weird things. Yes. And that's fine. Today's going to be a weird one. But before we get to Dolly, have you watched any other horror this week?
I have, and I am excited because I watched Suspiria from 1977, and it was a movie where it's like, oh, you always hear that title, and my only expectations going into it were like, I associate the movie with like weird imagery and like experimental vibes.
Yeah.
And that is what I got, and that is absolutely what I got, and it was just so fascinating visually.
Yeah.
Like, I was just blown away by that because the plot in, like, the movie itself is, like, very slow and whatever, but there's always something to look at. And so my eyes were, like, darting around all the time, and I just was, like, genuinely, like, so in love with it. It's awesome.
I remember watching that, I think it was probably around a year ago now. It feels so long ago. Well, not that a year is that long, but I'm in a weird time warp lately. So
valid.
Yeah, I remember like really appreciating it visually as well, but the plot was like, I did feel its slowness.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I feel a little guilty about feeling the slowness because I know that there's an audience out there being like, your brain is stunted, short attention span, TikTok brain.
Girl, I was told that when I watched Smile 2, I think it was. Like, your attention span is just bad. I was like, bro, no, the movie is just like not that good. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Smile 2. Which, by the way, there's a Smile 3 is happening.
Oh.
Which I don't know what. It's just not the kind of movie that needs to be a franchise. I really liked the first one.
Yeah.
But like, what more can you do? It's just going to be the same movie over and over.
It really is. Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, no.
But anyways, Suspiria, yeah, it was a bit slow for me, but it was one of those where I walked away and was like, okay, like very creative, very cool. And something that I appreciate about it, which I talk about all the time, is how it's like, it's not in that horror formula that people crank out today. It's like very original in its plot.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which I didn't expect it to be given what I thought the premise was. And then things started happening. I was like, oh shit, like this is crazy.
Yeah, it's just such an interesting,
very
unique film.
Yeah. And then anything else horror-wise?
No, I think that sums it up.
Okay. I finally watched Scream 7.
I'm like just scared. Like, I'm just scared for what you're about to say. And also to everyone, this is like a non-spoiler moment.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Yes. I gave it either a 3 or a 3.5.
That's what I did. I think I did 3.5.
Okay. I think I also did 3.5. And there were things I loved about it. Mm-hmm. And then there were things that I was disappointed by. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say I wasn't a fan of the Ghostface reveal.
Nobody was. Not a single person on this planet was a fan of that.
And yes, we can talk more in detail without fear of spoilers about this later. But I don't know. It's like, I do think it being the 7th installment in a franchise, it's doing relatively wonderful. It's like
seven.
Most horror franchises that make it this far are just awful, and it's definitely not. It's like there's so many cool things. They still capture like the energy that I want it to capture, you know.
Yep.
The people that we have still in the franchise from the first movie is really cool, and
sure.
Yeah, I did really also love the premise of like, you know, we have Sydney and she has a daughter now.
Yeah. Who's,
like, I love that that was kind of like the focus of the core characters.
Yeah. And
so a lot of cool things about it, but you know, it does suck when like the one thing that you aren't a fan of is kind of like the big moment.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be the big moment. So it does shadow it a bit.
Right. No, I think the what I came away with like from the film is like, I actually think the concept really cool.
Yes.
I think the execution is just where they failed. It felt like a rushed script.
Yeah.
There were just things where you're like, ooh, like that could have worked if you just handled it mm-hmm. a little differently. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot more opinions, but we'll
Me too.
We'll discuss that later.
So speaking of the Scream spoilers we're going to discuss later, we do have a bonus episode that we're recording after this for Patreon where we're going to be ranking every single ghost face now
Heck
that
yeah.
both of us have seen every – we're caught up with the Scream franchise and we're definitely going to be talking about Scream 7.
Absolutely, we will.
Because we haven't talked to each other about it yet, like properly.
Yeah.
We're saving it for that. So yeah, that's bonus content coming up for Patreon. Also on Patreon, of course. That's where you can get the video versions of these episodes now. But with that being said, let's talk about Dolly.
Dolly.
So Dolly first premiered at Fantastic Fest last year, September 21st, 2025. And then Independent Film Company and Shudder acquired the distribution rights in November.
Ah, Shudder.
Of course. And it received generally positive reviews, holding a 63% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not bad.
Very
that's,
good.
That's not bad at all yeah. for a horror movie like this.
Yeah. I do recognize one of the actors. We have Sean William Scott, and he plays a major character in the American Pie franchise.
He's Cass's here. Favorite.
Yeah,
there's no issues with
no issues whatsoever on nope. YouTube. Everything's fine.
Yes.
Also, this movie is based off of the short film Baby Girl, which was written and directed by Rod Blackhurst. And yes, he's also the writer and director of Dolly. So he took his short film and we got a feature.
Okay. I always find it interesting when we do that, when we go from short film to feature, because a lot of times it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I told you this is a short script. It's only 33 pages, and I'm usually like averaging around 60 when I write a script for these episodes. And I think that's has to be a big reason why there's a lot of empty space in the movie,
right.
which like looks cool. It like doesn't really veer into boring with its empty
sure.
space, but like as far as important things to tell you for
Absolutely.
The plot, it, like it doesn't have that much.
Right. Yeah. I think of like the movie Lights Out. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, I think I have a long time ago. Yeah.
It's not a bad movie by any means, but it's just like the short film just blows it out of the water because the short
yes.
film, you know, it can pack all its punch in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's so a short film is so cool. It's something I could never like thinking about like writing a story in short form. Like
yeah.
people who can do that. It's like such an interesting art to pull off. I'm like
Right. Damn.
Awesome. I do regret to inform you
Uh-oh.
That this writer-director for Dolly,
Uh-oh.
He was also a writer on the movie Night Swim.
Oh.
Which is, I think, like the worst movie I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of bad movies, but it's just, it's really down there. It's really down there. In terms of like canceling out the offensive movies I've seen that like piss me off in an offensive way, it's
sure.
like the worst movie I've ever seen without offending me.
See, that's why I need to watch it. I've never seen Night Swim.
Yeah, you're going to get there eventually and you'll get it.
I probably will.
We're going to forgive and forget him for that though.
Okay.
And let's get into Dolly. The film opens up with a poem on the screen that goes, "In the woods a mother cried and wished for a love long denied. She soon appeared a child of grace till evil struck with his dark embrace. The girl now hides behind a mask to raise her own long at last."
Oh, I will say the only thing I know about this movie is I've seen like the Dolly.
Yes, that's figure. What I went in. Knowing
yes.
as well. It looks cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of The Strangers like a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of a mask.
Yep.
There is, I think, like literally a doll face in The Strangers. I think that's what it's literally called.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that mask, but now that you bring it up, it is very similar.
Yeah.
We cut to a scene where Dolly, a very large woman, I don't know how to, she's like, they make her so larger than life. Like, ooh, she's almost hitting the ceiling. Like, she is big. Oh. She's strong.
Yeah.
And their face is always turned away from the camera here, so we can't really see what she looks like. We're just seeing like the back of her. Mm-hmm. And she walks into a bedroom that looks to be straight out of like a 70s dollhouse. And there's a corpse on the bed.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Of course. Yeah, as right. Most 70s dollhouses have.
Yep.
And their head is missing. Mm, mm-hmm. And flies are buzzing around it. And Dolly sits next to it, stroking its hand, and she appears to be in mourning for this corpse. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
So sad. Now cut to Chase and Macy, boyfriend and girlfriend. Chase has a kid, Evie, probably about 8 years old, and they're dropping her off at his sister's house before they go on a hike together. Chase and Macy are going to go on a hike.
Nice.
So Macy stays in the car while Chase walks Evie up to the house, and she FaceTimes her sister in a bit of a panic. And she's like, girl, I think I saw a ring. I think he's going to propose. I don't know what to do.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. Okay. So over to Chase, he tells his sister at the door that he's excited about, like, he is about to propose. And she knows this. That's why she's watching his kid.
Okay.
But he's also nervous and like, this is a big deal, but he knows he loves Macy. He knows Evie loves Macy. Like, he's very hopeful that this is going to work out.
Oh, okay.
Back to the car, Macy's sister reminds Macy that she's very in love with Chase and she does truly love Evie.
Okay.
And Macy agrees, but she's nervous because she never wanted to be a mother. So she's unsure. And I got a little heated in my script here. I wrote, sigh, I don't know, then don't date a man with a kid.
Well, that's exactly what I thought too. Then why, like, did you date him to begin with?
I continue. I said, it's not like they have a pet and you can just give it a go to see if you can handle the dog. Like, right. This is a child. Don't mess with this kid's emotions.
If that's like, crazy.
It's just like, if you're unsure about, I don't know if I could be a mother figure to this child. Okay, well then don't mess with their life then.
Yeah,
please.
That's insane.
It triggered me a little bit. But
yes.
Anyways, I don't think we're supposed to be annoyed with her here. I think we're supposed to be understanding, but okay. Moving on. They drive out to their hike and they seem to have a lot of good chemistry. They're laughing, but then somewhere along the way during their hike, the laughter does stop because they see something on the trail.
Uh-oh.
Porcelain baby dolls are strung up high on the tree trunks. They're like hanging from the trees and like nailed to the tree trunks. They're every, it's like a, we've walked into a baby doll shrine.
I think we got to turn around. I'm like kind of,
yeah.
I think it's kind of cool, but also that can't be good.
Is like, what's going on here?
But it's on like a trail.
They are on a trail, yes.
Oh, okay.
I think they are like quite experienced, so it's kind of like a more.
Yes.
What's the phrase? I don't know. It's not like very
advanced,
used. Yeah.
Kind of.
But it is a trail either way.
Gotcha.
Of course, their reaction is like, what the fuck?
Yep. As
but
it should
then,
be.
Yeah. Then Chase is like, no, like maybe this is just someone's art project. And there are also some dolls just like scattered on the ground. So obviously Macy picks two of them up and she says that they look like them and she starts to make them kiss. Okay. Chase is not into it. Like, which
fair.
Would be so me. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're so weird. Can we go?
Yep.
So continue on their hike away from here, please. After some teasing about wanting to bring these dolls back home for Evie. No.
No.
Macy finally gives it a rest, leaves them behind, and they continue on.
Okay.
Eventually, they make it to a beautiful lookout spot that Chase has specifically chosen for this proposal. Mm. It's beautiful. Chase starts taking pictures of her, suggests that they take some pictures together.
What?
But not before he walks over to his backpack and takes the ring out, putting it in his pocket with a little, like, I can do this breath. And he's about to get this proposal started, but then they suddenly hear some music coming from somewhere in the woods nearby.
Ooh, what kind?
The kind that you would like hear coming out of a music box.
Oh,
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Not like Britney Spears.
No. Okay. Damn. Just hit me, baby, one more time. I'm blast in the woods. You
know what? We'd be dancing over like. Hey.
And it would make sense, like baby dolls. Oh my god. Doll it.
You got it. You nailed it.
They should have gone with that.
Damn.
So yeah, he's annoyed by this music. He's like, oh, okay, hold on. I'm gonna go check that. He clearly has a perfect vision for this proposal. Right. He's like, I don't want like creepy music happening in the background right now.
Valid though.
So the music leads Chase to a clearing in the woods with more dolls. And now Dolly herself is standing there with her head in her hands crying.
Oh, no. Absolutely fucking not.
So Chase can't see her masked face. It just kind of appears to be like a woman crying in the woods.
But she's,
and she's
also
like dirty. Like,
and dressed
her clothes
like a doll.
Yeah, she's got like kind of like a baby doll smock on, and
okay,
but with boots, and she's dressed kind of weird, but I don't know. It's not too
okay.
Odd.
Okay.
From the back, at least. It's more okay. Like the mask that pulls it all together.
Valid.
He's like worried, of course, uh-huh, for this woman crying in the woods. So he walks up behind her, puts his hand on her shoulder, wanting to help. And she turns around, revealing that she's wearing the mask. Is cool because it's like, I think it's like it's a 360. That you like put on your entire head, not just the front.
Okay.
And it's like a 360 porcelain. Like, you know, you knock on it, it's going to ding.
Ooh.
And now he sees her hands are covered in blood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fun.
So he backs up and he's like, okay, wait. don't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he expects her to wait for, but she grabs him by the throat and lifts him up into the air. And eventually she drops him while he's on the verge of passing out, but then walks over, grabs a nearby shovel, lines it up with his kneecap before then kicking her foot like straight down into the shovel like you would into like dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously breaking his something, leg, you know, he can't walk.
Yeah.
And next up, she places that shovel into his mouth.
Okay.
Then she shoves the end of the shovel straight in there and gives the shovel another good kick before we cut away to Macy now walking through the woods looking for Chase because it's been a minute.
Oh god.
And she's following the sound of the music too, which she does find the source of. We find the actual music box amongst all these dolls, but Chase is nowhere to be found.
Okay.
What she does find though is that headless corpse from the beginning of the movie.
Oh!
She screams and whips around, coming face to face with Dolly and her shovel.
Oh, that's too bad.
Right, which was apparently intended to dig the grave for the corpse, and that's why she was crying. Mm. She's like, it's burial time. So sad.
So sad.
Yeah. Macy screams out for Chase, but oops, he's not going to be much help. She spots him leaning up against a nearby tree with the entire bottom half of his jaw.
Ugh.
It's not even missing. It's like just hanging low. Yes.
Yes. That's one of my one of the most disturbing images, I feel like, that horror tends to use a lot is like the jaw. Just,
it looks good. Like it looks wild.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
But he's either dead or passed out, I think. I'm not supposed to be sure. She's not sure either, but he's not going to be helping us. That's for sure. He's not doing well.
Yeah.
So, she starts running back to the lookout spot where they left their bags, and she makes it back and rummages through Chase's backpack. I don't even know what she's looking for, because let me tell you something about Dolly.
Okay.
She is not fast.
Okay.
She's like, boom, doom, doom, doom. You know, she's got her stomp going.
Oh, love.
And she's got a bit of a wobble as well, actually. But, like, you can run. So it's like, I wouldn't stop running until, like, I get that you probably need to find the car keys and you want to have them ready. But, like, you don't need to – I just wouldn't stop yet.
No, grab the bag and go. Like,
grab the bag and go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do some circles around the around the car as you look for the keys.
Just literally,
keep it moving, like, because she's so slow.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
But yeah, she's looking through Chase's backpack. Inside, she finds a pocket watch, which she then puts in her own pocket. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a pocket watch, and I'm confused on what that was that she grabbed. But okay,
okay.
And then she finds the engagement ring, which I thought he grabbed.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, I thought he put it in his pocket. Maybe not. Maybe he didn't. Who knows?
I wonder if he didn't and I messed up somehow. It's a weird thing for me to just add in without seeing it. Or if, like, this is a continuity error.
Eh, you know.
Unless he grabbed the actual ring and the ring box is still in there.
That's possible, yeah.
That's possible as well. So whatever she finds, it confirms that, oh, he was going to propose.
Got you.
Anyways, Dolly's bloody hand comes down on Macy's shoulder to comfort her.
Oh.
So Macy goes running off again, screaming for help. And Dolly just stands there, like, cocking her head back and forth. Like, Macy's just kind of intriguing her. Like, oh, what's up with this girl? She's running around like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Also, where the hell are their phones? I wrote here. I don't.
Yeah. That's what I thought she was looking for.
I don't know.
It was a phone.
Yeah. I was like, it's got to be phone or keys that she's looking for. But I guess not.
Nah. No phones.
Anyway, she's running. And she trips and falls and hits her head on a rock.
Are you kidding me?
Of course. Classic. And she comes to after a couple minutes, like super disoriented, and we hear the crunch of heavy footsteps approaching. Also, side note, the porcelain mask that Dolly wears, one of the eyes of it is missing. So it's just like a hole, but you can't really see what's inside. It's just like darkness beyond that.
Ew.
Anyways, Dolly's here. She grabs Macy by her throat, pulls her to her feet, but Macy is ready. Oh.
Oh, what's going on?
I hate to tell you this.
Oh, no.
No, I really hate to say this. No, this is probably the worst slip up I've ever had on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Before, when I was like, huh, weird, she's grabbing a pocket watch.
Oh.
That was a typo. It was a pocket knife.
Oh!
I think it was just a typo. And then me sitting here now was like, oh, okay, pocket watch, random.
I guess she did that.
But I definitely meant to type knife.
Listen, no, girl, the biggest slip up I ever had was when I accidentally, like, revealed who the killer was.
And what?
I don't know if you caught it. Because I said it was in the Shook episode, and I said she instead of, and I wasn't supposed to say she. Something. Yeah, and it was like someone caught it and commented, like, oh, love the part where Caitlin slipped up there. And I was like, oh, bro, shut up.
I must not.
So,
do you know what? I could see myself being like, when it comes to pronouns like that, I could just see it be like, oh, just a slip up that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
She just accidentally said she. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay, so we're not going to be defending ourselves with a pocket watch. We're going to be defending ourselves with a pocket knife.
That's a little less fun, but, like, maybe more sensical, so it's fine.
Yeah. So she stabs that thing right into Dolly's side. Oop. Unfortunately, Dolly's not fazed. Instead, she just does, like, her special trick where she lifts Macy up completely into the air by her throat. Yeah, strangling her until she passes out. And then once she does, Dolly throws Macy over her shoulder, carries her through the woods to her little dilapidated Victorian house in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And this is our first survivability check.
What? Say it's not so.
That's that. That's the first act.
Oh, my. Okay. Holy mother of that was short.
I know.
That's so crazy. Wow.
I have six questions for you, though.
Six? You know what? I think that makes sense. That might make sense. I am going to write these down.
Okay. I put in my numbers, but I didn't weigh them yet. So I'm going to be weighing along with you.
Amazing.
They're just, everything is standard as far as today's episode. So question one, how likely are you to pass up a hike with your significant other?
Oh, no. I love a hike, man. Mm-hmm. I do love me. I love going outside and just – I love touching grass.
Yeah.
I don't get to do that as much.
I know. Yeah.
I played pickleball for 3 hours yesterday. I'm in pain.
Oh, my God. What would I have to do to get you to play tennis with me one day?
I would suck, but I would do it.
One day. We'll get there.
One day. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That's irrelevant. I like getting off track. But
we need to fill time in this episode.
Time, everyone. No, I love a hike. Passing up a hike, like 3%.
Okay. Yeah. I went with a
12%.
I do like a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it's like they really want to go.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, then let's go. Even if I'm not in the mood at the time.
Yeah.
How likely are you to leave the forest when you find the doll nest?
Oh, I want to say, I want to be all smug and cocky and mm-hmm. be like, oh, yeah, we turn around. But like, also, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I don't, okay, honestly, I don't think I'd leave if I saw the doll situation.
Okay.
I'd probably be like, yo, this is sick. Let's take some pics.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Let's be so real.
I think I would also take pictures for sure.
Yeah. You'd be like, this is super cool.
Yeah.
So realistically, I'm actually going to go where you were last question. I'm going to say 12%.
Okay. I went 41.
Oh, yep. That checks out.
Yes. Because if I was alone, different story.
Mm.
But if I was with someone and they were not concerned,
yeah,
I would be like, okay, fine. It's just me being like extra scared, yep. like I always am, of things that I shouldn't be scared of. Like,
right, yeah.
I feel like in this situation, I would very easily feel comfortable pushing forward and moving on if I'm with someone who is like not scared.
Yeah.
So yeah. If I was by myself, I'd work myself up and get out of there and be scared. If I was with someone who was extremely scared, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Right.
But yeah, it's a weird one because it's like, it's not a threat itself, but it's like, okay, who did this? Where are they?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I would definitely fall back on like, oh, some kids are trying
the art project thing too. Make sense to me. I'm like, oh yeah. Like if someone said, it's probably an art project, I'd probably be like, oh, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Do you just ignore the sound of the music box?
Probably.
We don't need to check that out.
Not even because I'm scared, but just because like I'd probably be like, eh, like I don't care.
Yeah.
Like I just don't think I'd be that interested in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely creepy and weird, but I don't think it's like a threat.
And you wouldn't be like annoyed by it like he is and be like, oh, it's ruining my moment. I need to go get that handled.
I don't think so. But like, ooh, that's kind of tricky. Would I ignore that? 72.
Okay, I went 100.
Really?
Yeah. I would never, like, if I hear noises happen, I wouldn't assume this to be anything creepy. Well, I'd probably be like, ooh, creepy, haha.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't actually think it was something creepy. I'd think it was just someone on a hike with a music box for some reason, like you do you. And if that's my assumption, I would never, like, go and be like, hey, can you stop playing your music box? To someone?
No.
Like, I'm going to mind my own business.
I agree. I wouldn't ask them to stop. I could see myself being a little curious.
And just seeing who seeing and what it is.
But I would never go and be like, stop it.
Sure. I would be like too nervous even to look and
that's
see. Because I'm very much like a head down kind of person.
Yeah.
On a hike, like I don't really make eye contact with like passerby, like people. Like I'm not like a hey. You know,
that's fair.
Nice weather. Like, I'm not that person.
unless they are,
and then I will be, I'll give it in return. But
yeah,
no, I just keep to myself in public in general. So I would never. And if it was like annoying to me in a proposal sense, I would be like, okay, I'm going to propose another day then if I don't like
right?
this.
Yeah, right. Just push this off. No, that's totally fair.
Yeah. Do you run away from the crying woman rather than trying to comfort her?
Absolutely. I'm not going up to her. I'm just, even if it is like, looks like a normal woman, I'm too awkward. I'm like, I don't want to put myself in this situation. And I know that that's probably sounds really bad, but like, I'm not going up to a person crying in public. You just have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I know that makes me sound so bad, especially because it's like a woman crying in the woods. Like, I probably should care, but like, bruh, no.
You never know.
I just, no, thank you. I'm going to say 87, like leave a little open, but realistically, okay. I'm not going up to her.
I went 81.
Okay.
Because I left that around 20% room because I wouldn't go up to her. Like him like going up and putting a hand on her shoulder, like I would not get close like that. But I could see myself like from a 10 feet away minimum be like, are you okay? Do you need anything?
Yeah, right.
But I'm not going to walk up to you. So it's absolutely. Like, okay, maybe by me just even making myself known, all of a sudden I'm screwed.
And that's exactly what I was thinking too. That's where my space comes from, being like just asking. But definitely not walking up to.
No, yeah. Okay. Do you stay at the lookout instead of searching for your significant other?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to get concerned. And I don't like waiting around. I get bored fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be involved.
I'm guessing she probably – I'm thinking about time, how much time passed before she ended up coming over. Mm-hmm. It was probably a good maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, I could see myself
– okay.
Going over, I'll say 14.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I went 33.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'd wait maybe like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like a little bit longer than she did, and maybe I'll get lucky and they'll be gone, or right. Dolly will be gone by the time I make it there.
Uh-huh.
But I would eventually be like, okay.
Like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I would need to know.
Okay. And then do you successfully run back to the car at the sight of Dolly, the corpse, and your jawless significant other?
Wow. Oh, I mean, the fact that she's so slow, it's like, yeah. And the trip on the rock hit the head.
Yes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the stopping with the backpack. Like,
it makes me so mad when mm-hmm. it's like so convenient like that. And you, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I'm making that back. Let's say 86. I'm giving myself some room there.
I went 90.
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't no way I can get out of here. I'd be running like the wind.
Yeah, exactly. And like, even if I don't have the car keys, like I'm running wherever the hell beyond there. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting me.
Just keep running. If you just keep running, you're going to get away from this woman.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
that brings me for Act One to a 60%.
I am at a 46.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about these, if I'm being honest.
It's
just an unfortunate accuracy.
Yes, because it's like we probably would be able to get away, but if we were in the situation and she was there, like she's strong. You know, it's like,
so yes, if you get in her grasp, it's over. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So Macy wakes up in a crib in a nursery filled with dolls.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She's mm-hmm. now dressed in a frilly baby doll dress.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting Criminal Minds flashbacks.
God. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy that.
She walks over to the door and tries to open it only to find herself locked inside, obviously.
Right. That's kind of cool. No, I mean, like, it's not.
Oh.
That, no.
I don't even know where you can go to explain what you did. Like, what are you talking? Like, what do you mean?
Like, she's a doll trapped in a dollhouse.
That is cool. That's.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm done. That's okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Okay. So she decides to just start calling out. Hello? Okay. Hello? Okay.
Hello? Yeah. Is anybody there? Who put me in here?
While, mind you, by the way.
Oh.
There are three giant windows in this room.
Oh.
They're like not barred or whatever. Like nothing. They're not boarded up. They're just shining light. Into this room.
And they're like just like glass paned windows.
Yes. Okay. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Obviously, do you remember what happened?
Oh.
That's the only way I can excuse her behavior here.
No, and I'm not, that's not even excusable.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
It's not. Like,
if you don't remember and you just wake up in this place, don't be screaming.
Hello?
And make it. Yes.
No.
So, anyways, a man's voice from the other side of one of these walls responds to her.
Oh.
He sounds very weak, very tired, and he goes, come to the wall. He's coughing as she presses her ear against the wall, and then he continues, you're not getting out of that room unless she lets you out. She'll hear you. She hears everything. And Macy's reaction is, she? Huh? What is that thing? Which, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess she's concerned because Dolly's like so big and strong. Mm-hmm. She's under the impression that she's like a superhuman of some kind.
Sure. Okay.
So the man responds, I don't know, but there's a key somewhere, a big silver one. Find that key and I can do the rest.
What?
Which is odd considering 2 seconds ago he just told Macy there's no way for her to escape her room.
Yeah.
But now apparently she can find a key to escape her room and get him free. Because then he's like, I can do the rest if you get me free with this key. How am I supposed... Anyways, like, questions unclear.
Fair. Okay.
Macy's like, okay, chill. And then this man adds on, just make sure you play the game. You have to play along. you're her new doll, but first just find that key.
Oh, I can play along. I can do
that. Think?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is that psychological game.
In like, theory, definitely. I always wonder if like how hard it really would be to like keep your composure. But it also depends on how well they can detect nervousness, absolutely. You know.
Their level of like intelligence and
yes.
like, ability to perceive what exactly. you're doing. Because if they're like so crazy, it's like absolutely very easy.
Yeah.
But if they're like, oh, you're clearly faking it. Well, yeah.
Right. Screwed. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's a whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So now Macy hears footsteps coming down the hall before the nursery door then creaks open. And instead of trying to like run or hide, Macy goes, hello?
Bitch.
And that's when a little stroller with a dolly inside it gets pushed into the nursery and lands right in front of Macy. So she stares at this for a moment, like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Uh-huh.
But she takes the random man's advice, the random man in the wall's advice, of course, and is like, okay, you want to play? And she pushes the stroller back out into the hall. And again, the stroller gets pushed back to Macy into the nursery.
Oh.
But this time the doll's face has been smashed in.
Oh, okay.
Macy
gasps.
I know, like very, this is foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
She gasps and then Dolly's standing in the doorway, like clapping her hands excitedly before skipping right on up to Macy. Like,
oh my God, that's so scary though.
I know.
Wait, that's actually so scary.
I don't like the like frenzied excitement. It's like uncontained, unhinged excitement freaks me out.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a giant person as a doll child.
Yeah.
And
this person just ripped my almost fiance's
yeah.
jaw off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Ooh.
We know what she's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So Macy pees herself from fear.
Okay. That's two movies in a row where we've had the female
pee
themselves.
Yeah.
Pieces. Yep.
Oh, God. I wonder if we're going to go for three.
We'll yes! see.
Tune in next week.
You should.
Oh, man. And Dolly sees this and her shoulders fall and like her head tilts to the side. And, like if Dolly could – she doesn't talk. She doesn't speak. But
right.
if she was speaking, she would be like, oh, no, baby had an accident.
Uh-huh.
Like that's what she's thinking when she sees
right.
this. So she grabs Macy by the wrist, walks her down into the kitchen – and then picks her up and sets her on the kitchen table.
Oh.
And then Dolly walks over to the kitchen cabinets and gets some supplies. And Macy's just lying there on the table instead of trying to make a run for it.
Right.
I will say down here, when she looks around and there's a chain on the door that she can see, and the windows are boarded up down here.
Oh, okay.
So we don't see – she does look around for an escape, but we don't see one, so she just stays.
I actually do agree with that.
Yeah, it's probably better not to upset her.
Yeah.
If you don't know you have a chance right now.
That's something I worry about. Okay, the fact that I worry about it is kind of crazy.
No mood.
Like, I think about if I ever were in a situation, like, not like this, but like this.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I would spend too much time waiting for the perfect moment.
And then it just never comes.
Yeah, because I would be, like, afraid of messing it up. And then now it's over. Like, if
it's
you mess
so
it
important.
Up.
Yeah. The You're right done. Timing is so important, but being too obsessed with the right timing could be like
yeah.
a huge mistake as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Things we think about here.
So many things. It's bad.
So many.
Dolly walks back over, pops a nook in Macy's mouth, and then
essentially a nook?
A nook? Like a baby nook?
Like a pacifier?
Yes, a pacifier.
Okay.
I've never
heard nook before in my
Wait,
life.
Wait, what?
Yes, that's new to me.
Little nook.
Nope.
Oh, God. Is this another Wisconsin thing? I don't know.
I'm curious. Let us know on the Discord.
Let us know if you know about a nook. I've heard pacifier. Pacifier is like so, like a fancy way to say it, I guess.
We call it a pacifier or a binky.
Binky? Where is
binky.
That? I think I've heard binky like in children's cartoons vibes.
Yeah, binky.
So I think I have heard that.
Nook, never.
Weird. Okay. So she puts a pacifier in her mouth and then essentially like changes her diaper. Here on the table.
Oh, my God.
So now cut to Chase out in the woods, still leaned up against that tree. He comes to. He's alive.
You. Just send me. No. Just like, I'm good.
He's just missing the bottom half of his face. It's fine.
It's going to hurt so bad.
I know. The level of adrenaline, though, there, I bet you wouldn't feel a thing.
That's true.
So he gets up and he tries to start walking, but remember, one of his legs is fucked up. Yeah. So he just immediately falls to the ground, can't put much pressure on it, and that's all we see for now of him.
Oof.
Yeah.
Kill me. Kill me.
Back to Macy. Her diaper has now been changed.
Good for her.
So Dolly picks her up into her arms bridal style and bounces her a little bit, you know, like a baby.
Dude, wait, I don't like it. Yeah. It's just, I'm over it. Yeah. I can't.
And then she sets her in a high chair. Okay. And then
what? What was that face?
I'm just thinking about something that happens. And we'll get there.
Wait.
Oh my God, what?
No, I just had a thought.
You thinking? I feared that the thought might be accurate.
Oh, no.
And I'm really sad that your mind went there if you are thinking about what you, I think you might be thinking about that we might be getting to.
Okay. Just, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Macy has a wound on her forehead. So Dolly starts like nursing the wound, Band-Aid and all. And while she's doing this, Macy notices that Dolly's wearing her ring.
Oh.
And she starts demanding that Dolly give her ring back to her, which of course Dolly ignores. I wouldn't do that either, but I'd be like, hopefully I can get that back.
Like, you didn't even know you had that like 10 minutes ago. So
I know.
Why do you care
so
much?
I wonder. It's such a weird setup. Like, the way they set up this relationship of like uncertainty.
Yeah. Why did they do it like that?
I don't know if there's supposed to be like a parallel to like her uncertainty about motherhood and then Dolly's like need to be a mother. But I don't really know what we're supposed to take from that, if that is what's happening. I don't know. But yeah, I think now, you know, given she thinks her fiance, almost fiance, might be dead.
True.
And so it's probably just an important thing to her to have the ring. I get it. But like, I wouldn't be yelling at this woman about my ring.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So Dolly gets really overwhelmed by all of the yelling and she ends up like backing up into a counter and bumping her side against the corner. And this makes her realize that she still has a pocket knife lodged into her body.
Oh.
Thanks to Macy. So she pulls that out and blood starts spurting everywhere until eventually she falls to the floor. And it doesn't seem like she's passed out. She's just like woozy and like a bit zoned out right now.
Sure.
So this is where Macy decides to take her chance.
Oh God. Okay.
She's locked into this high chair though, but she uses all her body weight to make it fall onto its side on the floor. Mm-hmm. And when it does, the top of it kind of snaps off.
Sure.
So she runs to the nearest window, does her best to try and pry the wooden board off of it, but it doesn't budge. So she continues on running down a different hall in the house, but Dolly's suddenly like right behind her and just grabbing her and throwing her to the ground. So yeah, obviously Dolly's pissed at this, like the misbehavior.
Sure. Yep.
Of her Dolly. And Macy immediately just starts apologizing, promising she'll be good, playing along again. But Dolly bends her over a table.
Oh.
She doesn't care about Macy's promises. And she like violently spanks Macy over and over with a paddle.
Oh my God.
I got nervous here because like spanking is often like an inherently like sexual deviance in movies. And I've seen it in horror and it like it just adds a layer that's usually sexual. But here it's just like not at all.
Yeah, right.
Like the way it's filmed and the way, like the sound effects they use are like so scary. Like it's like so hard, like how hard she's being hit. It's insane.
Ugh, yikes.
Yeah. So when she's done spanking her, Dolly has another silent breakdown where she's like grabbing at her head and it looks like she would be screaming if like she could.
Right.
And she's pointing at Macy like as if she's like pointing at her like, this is your fault. Like she doesn't want to be punishing her, but she's like, you did this. This is your fault. Now stop. Behave is very much like the vibe of this breakdown Dolly's having. So another quick cut to Chase out in the woods. He has now, by the way, mustered up the strength to start army crawling. So that's nice.
Oh, okay. Wow. Nope.
And that's it. You know, back to Macy. Unfortunately, it is dinner time.
It's not dinner time. That's funny because I thought it was 1 a.m. That's crazy.
Dolly's trying to force feed her what I can only describe as a thick pea soup. Okay?
Okay, yep.
But Macy can't keep it down. Like, at first she resists, but then eventually she is like, okay, fine. But it's so bad. Like, she immediately just, like, practically throws it up.
Yeah, disgusting.
And it's just all over the table now. So Dolly's like, okay, let's try the bottle. So she gets a bottle of, I hope, milk out of the fridge. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And she tries the bottle with Macy. But again, Macy tries to resist, like, that looks gross. What is that? Eventually she gives in, can't keep it down, spits it out on the table.
Oh my God, gross.
I wrote here, I don't know if it was spoiled or something else entirely, but honestly, I'd probably do the same thing if it was just normal milk for me. I just hate milk.
You hate milk?
I'd be spitting it out.
Oh,
unless it's paired with cereal. That's the only time.
Fair. The thing about milk for me is I like milk, but even like if you put even the thought in my head that it might be spoiled, I can't drink it now.
Oh, yes. I understand. I'm very weird about my dairy products in general. Yeah. Like, even if it like expires tomorrow, I'm like, I don't know anymore.
And like, I won't smell the milk because even like the smell of milk is bad to me.
It's weird.
I'm, like, it has a weird bad smell. Yeah, I'm picky.
We
about
both
milk.
Be spitting it out.
Yeah.
So anyway, the frustration grows inside Dolly. There's a mess of puke on the table now, and she grabs Macy's head and tries to force her head down to lick up the mess. But Macy's able to resist long enough for Dolly to give up, let go, and she starts throwing another like silent tantrum of hers.
Okay.
But then Dolly pulls herself together and comes up with a new solution.
No, she doesn't.
This is what you were thinking, isn't it?
I think it might be.
Oh, no.
I think.
So she whips her boob out.
No, she put it away. Put it away. No.
Maybe her Dolly just needs to drink milk straight from the source and then she'll behave. That's what she's thinking here.
There are a couple movies that do this and I'm thinking of all of the ones that do and I just don't want to think about
I don't
them.
Think I've – what movies? Do you know off does the top it? Of your head? Because I don't know if I've seen this trope before.
Call me crazy, but does Barbarian not do this?
Oh, of course, of course.
Okay, it does.
But this one's worse.
It's worse?
It gets worse.
Wait, what do you mean it gets?
Yes, because – okay, so at first, Macy resists when Dolly forces her nipple into her face, but after like a good 3 seconds, she's like, okay, and she just decides to latch on. She decides
to
latch
on. What? What?
Because she then digs her teeth in hard.
Oh.
Yes. And she bites Dolly's nipple clean off of her boob.
What?
Yes. And even more than that, it's like a chunk of like a whole chunk. It's not just the nipple either. It's like a chunk of her, the whole tip of her boob. She just bites it off.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
And that's what I mean by it gets worse. Because I feel like in Barbarian, we see kind of from a distance that she's breastfeeding.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't remember if we see it close up. But here it's just so graphic that like it feels like I've never seen anything like this before because I'm like, holy shit, you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like just the graphicness of the feeding, but then also the bite. And then obviously Dolly falls to the ground, clutching herself in pain. Macy's like spits it out. And then there's like, she has her blood in her mouth and everything.
Oh my God, ew. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But she is able to now run away again. She does pass another like door that goes outside, but it's boarded up.
Okay.
So she ends up running back upstairs.
Yeah, that's where I would have gone.
Yeah, I would have gone to the windows upstairs. Be like,
exactly.
Okay, I know those windows aren't boarded up there.
Exactly.
She's like just trying all the doors up here for some reason. I even though one of them, like it, like her door to her nursery is open, and like the windows are right there. But
damn.
She's like trying to. Why? What is she? I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
It's okay.
When she turns the knob on like one of the doors upstairs, of course, the man's voice pipes up again from inside. This is like the man's room.
Oh, yep.
And he's like, did you find the key? And she tells him no. And he tells her that it's in the basement. So thank you so much for this random information that you didn't give me before. I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell?
this movie, actually. Okay. Let me take a breath. Macy continues on, trying all the doors, and they're all locked except, like I said, her nursery room, which she just doesn't bother with. And then she finds an unlocked door at the end of the hall, and it looks like this is what would be like the classic parent's bedroom. This is probably where Dolly sleeps.
Sure.
Except there's a random finger on the floor.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, it looks really nice, and like the bed is made and everything.
Oh, okay.
So.
Just a finger.
Yeah, just a finger. RIP to Dolly's previous doll. Definitely from like the corpse, like the beheaded corpse.
Oh, true.
And Macy just starts looking around everywhere in here for anything that could be useful. I think she might be looking for the key, which like, I guess, even though the man just told her that it's in the basement, maybe she's like, I gotta check everywhere. Like, I can't just trust that it's in the basement. But how can you trust there's a key at all? Like, who is this
exactly.
man? I would not be worried about the man and what he's telling me.
No.
If I'm being honest. Like, I'm just going to get out any way I can get out for myself. I'll call for help. Don't you worry. But, like,
in that sense, I don't care about the man.
Yeah.
Right now. Like, I really don't care. Because, like, how do I know he's even innocent? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that too.
That's weird. That's weird.
So as she's looking for the key in this bedroom, we see Dolly come stomping down the hall until she kicks in the door to the bedroom that was closed behind her. Ooh. Of course, when she kicks open that door, Macy is now nowhere to be seen in here.
Right.
And as Dolly's searching for her, we see Macy creep up behind her with like a pair of giant scissors or something. I don't know. And she raises them over her head, slams them down, impaling them into Dolly's back.
Okay.
So Dolly goes down, and instead of killing her while she's down, Macy decides to just go running off through the house. And
where now?
She's like, okay, now I'm going to check the basement.
Okay.
To see if that key is down there.
Okay. Okay.
And in the basement, there are hundreds of dolls just basking in the glow of hundreds of actively burning candles.
Oh.
Of course.
Yep. Who has time to light that many candles, by the way?
I know. And how do they all stay perfectly lit like that?
That is like my biggest question in movies sometimes. I'm like, no way they lit all those candles.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
And I just don't understand how they stay lit, because like, you're going to walk past and just like the air from you walking past is going to make some of them go out. I just know it, especially when they're like those old ones.
Yep. I agree.
Anyways, on one of the dolls, instead of a doll head, there's a human head attached at the top. So they're
cool.
Now we know where the head went.
Oh, we found it. Okay.
Yes. But there's also a necklace that this doll is wearing that has a key hanging from it.
Ooh, is it silver?
It's a silver skeleton key.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So she takes the key. She's about to leave the basement when Dolly pops up out of nowhere and just drags her back up to her room by her ear. And when she throws her back in the nursery, again, like by the ear, Macy's ear rips off and is hanging off like by a thread.
There is no need for that.
I know.
Put it back on, please.
So Dolly can see that Macy's in pain, of course. So she sits on a chair, pats her thigh, like urging Macy to come over and get in her lap so she can comfort her. And for some reason, Macy doesn't want to do that. So Dolly gets frustrated again.
Right.
And we also get, like, randomly get a close-up shot here to show us that Dolly is now wearing the key necklace.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. And then, you know, eventually Dolly calms herself down. She was about to spiral into another breakdown at Macy's disobedience, but instead she starts humming and sits back in the chair and does her square breathing, like whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And Macy decides to play along now, crawling into Dolly's lap. And Dolly rubs her back and then proceeds to stitch Macy's ear back onto her head.
Okay, we put it back.
That's nice. That's very good. Kind.
Probably hurts a little bit, but
yeah.
It's okay.
And then they fall asleep on the chair together.
What?
Sleeping all the way until morning. Macy wakes up first. Okay. I don't know. I don't think I could sleep. I don't think I could.
That's what I'm thinking. But at the same time, if you just went through like that level of exhaustion with your ear being ripped off and then sewn back on, like you might just pass out. Like you really might. I don't know. It's possible.
Fortunately, Macy wakes up first and she's like, okay, now is my time to get this key. So she has to take like an excruciatingly long time to get out of Dolly's lap without waking her, which she does manage to do. And then slowly she pulls the key necklace up over Dolly's head and we're good. She leaves the room.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As she tiptoes down the hall, the man.
You lock the door. You locked her in there.
Nope.
Nope.
Right, okay. Guys. Skeleton key. It's going to work for every lock in the house. That is how a skeleton key works.
Oh, is that perhaps the definition of a skeleton key?
Yeah, that's what. That. My house is so old. Before renovating, I was using a skeleton key. like to get into the house.
So cool.
And I still have all my original doors in this house and they still have like the skeleton keyhole.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so cool.
So it's like a little scary because I was like, it doesn't feel super safe. Like just having a skeleton key that opens my front door and all the doors in this house and everything. Yeah. Like got to make sure I don't lose this.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it will open every lock in this house.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well then, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Locker in there.
But no, she doesn't use the key for that.
Okay.
So she is like, okay, time to go help this man out in that one room. And he hears her. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not sure if she was going to help him because she starts like just walking past his room. And then all of a sudden he's like, is that you? Like he hears her and she's like, then she stops. And I'm like, okay. But she tells him to be quiet and that Dolly's sleeping. But yes, she's able to use the skeleton key to open up this guy's door.
Alrighty.
And it's completely dark when she walks inside and the guy informs her that there should be a flashlight on the floor. So she finds it and turns it on. And now we're able to see that this guy is chained up in a corner of the room, like next to a cot.
Oh.
And Macy asks who he is and he doesn't answer. Mm. He's just like, we gotta go. We gotta hurry. That same key unlocks these chains as well. She asks him, hey, so why are you in chains?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, she's had me like this for months, ever since her mom got sick. Please give me that key. Macy doesn't. Okay, she doesn't hand it over to him, but she does unlock his chains.
No.
And this is our second survivability check-in.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm frustrated.
I know.
Just because, like, if you were brought here and there's, like, some – you don't know that they're a victim. You don't know that for a fact. I would be too scared to trust someone, especially if they're not answering my questions direct. Like,
I know.
Just answer the damn question. I don't know.
And the way he's like giving information and when he gives it, it's just like, I don't know. So 6 more questions.
Awesome.
I didn't assign my own scores, so I'll be doing it right along with you.
Let's go.
So would you check the windows in the nursery for escape?
Yes. Like, why wouldn't you check that? Like, that'd be easy number one. Now, I'm going to ask a question. It's not really going to affect my answer. But, like, are these windows that you could open or is it just like you break them? Like, I assume they're locked, but, like, could you even check if they open?
I don't have an answer for that.
Fair enough. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, really. But you could definitely – I'm just going to tell you this. You could definitely escape through them. That's what I know for sure.
Okay. Would I check those windows? I literally, like, 99.
Yeah. That's what I just put down as well.
Leaving room always, but.
Right. I am going to leave the 1% in this situation because it's like, this is so traumatic. Like, maybe you can be so disoriented that you just don't even think to do it, you know?
Sure.
When it's right in front of you, it's so likely. But anyways. Would you play along with Dolly's antics, feeding you, changing your diaper, etc.?
I think it'd be really hard. Like, given this particular desire that she has, like, in a lot of situations, like, you can go back to P2. That seems like it'd be easier to play along with than this. But then again, Dolly seems more, like, out of it than maybe that person. I think I would try. But I'm not going to be confident that I would succeed. Because I think, like, throwing up and all of that, like, it's
you can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 42, honestly.
Oh, wow. I went 68. I think it comes down to, like, the intelligence factor of Dolly. She seems extremely stunted. And so it's, like, even if I'm literally like crying, gagging, I can be like, thank you. And that might be enough for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that being enough for her. So, yeah. I don't know.
It's just tricky, yeah.
Would you bite off Dolly's nipple?
No. No, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could physically. again, we always talk about adrenaline. You never know till you're there, but no. Sitting here right now, I'm not thinking that that's the way I'm going to go.
No, I know. Okay.
Like, of all of the things that I could do, that's not going to be top of my list.
No, definitely not.
So am I going
low?
If I'm saying low, fudge. Okay. 24.
I went 2%. I just really don't think.
Really couldn't do it?
I really couldn't. I don't think so.
I think it is.
I'm like thinking, I'm just replaying it in my head. Like, I don't think I could do, I think I would sooner die.
Yeah.
Or no, I would absolutely drink the spoiled milk before I could do that. like, okay, give it back. Like, I'd start licking up the table.
Yeah.
Like if she whipped her nipple, I'd be like, okay, here I go. I'm eating it. I'm eating the spoiled
it's
milk.
It's great.
Yes.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't blame you.
It's smart because it's just like, obviously, you have a chance to really hurt her and get her down. But I just don't.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Some of these questions are so open-ended because the character is so stupid and doesn't try anything.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's kind of vague, but would you successfully kill Dolly while she's passed out from nipple pain and blood loss? Let me tell you something about this house. There's weapons everywhere. You can get your hands on something sharp. So you can.
Yeah.
You have the tools to like just, hey, I'm going to slash your throat now.
Yeah.
While she's down from this pain.
Yeah. No, I think this is a common complaint I have as a watcher of horror films when they hit them once and run.
Yes.
And it's like, what are you doing? I get like just wanting to get away. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to go 83.
Okay. Yeah. I went 65.
Okay.
Because I don't know why I'm thinking so hyper realistically today. Which I guess that's the point of what we're trying to do.
Sure.
I don't know. There's still also like she is woozy and out of it. But once you get close and she realizes what you're doing, there's a chance that she's going to be like, nope. Yeah. But also just like slitting. This is extremely morbid. Slitting someone's throat. I could see myself being like, okay, I know I have to do this to kill her and save myself. But I could see myself not going deep enough and like just being like, boop. And it just being a scratch and like just not being able to really do what you need to do.
Yeah.
To really kill her because she can withstand a lot of pain and just like physical damage. You have to do it. And it's, I don't know why for some reason in my head, I'm like really blocked by that. I'm like, I don't even know.
No, what I will say is like, I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking like blunt force. Trauma,
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of like that's what
it would
I
take
would
a lot
for
her because she's so. She's
I believe
so,
that.
Like,
that's what
big
I
and
would
strong.
Try to do though. I don't think I could. This is crazy. I don't think I could slit somebody's throat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you know why I think it's different here in this specific situation. Now that I'm thinking about it, is I feel like I could do that if they were actively attacking me, but there's it's something different about her just being on the ground, like
true.
Like there's a certain adrenaline, I imagine, when you're defending yourself and what you're capable of doing then. And yes, in a way, like, of course, this is still defending yourself because she's going to come after you in 5 minutes probably. But just the fact that she's just on the ground and like not coming at you, it's like harder to then do it.
I agree.
Like what you have to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you be able to acquire the skeleton key that the man told you about?
Hmm.
Not even like, would you go for it? But you're going
would
for
you
it.
To?
Would you be able to? Yeah.
I think so, given the circumstances. Would I be able to get it? Yeah. I'm going to say 90.
Okay, yep. I went 80 up there.
Yeah.
And finally, would you leave the man chained up in this room?
Yeah. Ooh, does it make me go high or low?
High.
Damn. Would I leave him? Yeah. I would be scared of him.
Yeah.
And, like, I would think I can – I mean, I don't know where this key goes, like, specifically because, I mean, I don't know if your perspective is different. Like, I'm picturing everything's boarded up, so where would the key even work?
Right. He seems – because he said, like, get the skeleton key. That's going to free him. And then he's like, I can take it from there.
Right. So, like, there is a part of me that's like, maybe I need him.
Right.
So I'll say 87 for this one because I really think I'm leaving him there.
Yeah. I went 86.
Okay. Yeah.
Which brings my Act 2 score to a 67%.
Okay. You're up there.
I went – actually, yeah, I did go up a little bit.
I'm curious to see if mine goes up too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. 71.
Oh, wow. Heck yeah. Very much up.
Yeah. From 46 to 71.
Okay. Are we ready for the third act?
I don't think I am. Real talk.
Now, after unlocking this man, she continues to flash this flashlight around the room, taking in like the blood splattered walls, of course.
Nice.
And also another man's corpse.
Oh.
So that freaks her out. And the alive man is like, oh, that's my brother. He came looking for me a while back, but she got to him first and she made me watch.
Okay. That's cool.
And then he grabs Macy from behind, putting her in a chokehold with a knife to her throat.
Good.
And tells her that she's going to help him get out of here now.
Why did he have to do that?
Exactly. Like, we both want to get out of here. How about we just work together?
Why don't we just go? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And she tells him, fuck you. And he goes, not yet, soon.
Oh.
Right. So he's one of those.
That's great. Thank you for that.
And then he goes, I taught her well, revealing that he is Dolly's father.
Oh.
Of course.
Right. You know what? Now that I think about it, that makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. I very much believe how she treats her dollies is a reflection of how she was treated herself as a child.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So he walks Macy quietly downstairs and then shouts up to Dolly and says, baby girl, wake up. I got your little plaything. You best hurry. I'll slit your plaything's throat. And Dolly isn't coming downstairs. So her dad just starts pacing around with Macy, like checking the doors in the kitchen. And he keeps screaming, where are you hiding, baby girl? I know you're still here. The door bar is still on. And I guess only Dolly knows how to remove the door bar to leave.
Okay.
I don't know why, if it's a different key or if it's like a strength thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So still no Dolly. So the dad's like, I'm sorry, little girl. He says that to Macy. And then he drags the knife across her cheek, drawing blood and making her scream.
Okay.
And this is what finally makes Dolly come down to the kitchen with a shovel in hand. That's her chosen weapon.
Right.
And the dad's like, nope, young lady, you drop that shovel or I'm going to hurt her. So after some visible frustration, Dolly does drop the shovel. And when the dad tells Dolly to remove the bar, change the door, again, she listens.
Oh.
And then he immediately knocks Dolly to the ground with her own shovel.
Oh.
And then he keeps going, like hitting her over and over and over while she's down. Mm-hmm. And while he's doing this, Macy tries to take the opportunity to run while he's focused on Dolly. But he sees her and knocks her down with the shovel too before she can get to the door.
Why don't we just both go?
I don't understand why he cares. Like, he wanted to use her, sure, as leverage to get this door open. It's why do you care if she gets out of here? What, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I think he's just evil too. Like, he probably wants to do things to her.
And maybe he, like, doesn't want his daughter to get caught.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. Hmm. I don't know.
Oh, well, he does say, after knocking Macy down, he goes, I'm not done with you yet, little girl. Not by a rocky country mile. So yeah, he's definitely planning to do some things with Macy.
I see. Okay.
Macy's grabbing at her face in pain where she was hit. And like the dad mimics Macy's moans, like making fun of her.
Oh.
And then he turns back to Dolly and he goes, you should have killed me, baby girl. You should have killed me and buried me out back like the rest of them. How long were you going to keep me chained up? And Dolly Lay is like visibly trembling in fear at the sight of her deranged father.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues, did you think that with Mama gone, you could go just and do whatever you wanted now? This is still my house. Then he gets cut off with Macy stabbing him in the back with a knife.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Love
so
it.
So he turns on her now and like lifts his shovel, but he doesn't get the chance to swing because Dolly punches him through his back. And her punch comes out through his chest.
Oh.
Essentially, she like punches his heart out.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Wild. Like when I say she's strong, like I really mean it. I don't know what's going on.
You really do mean it. That's crazy.
So yeah, he falls dead to the floor. We don't got to worry about him.
Oh.
But then Dolly turns on Macy and like grabs at her. And Macy screams like, no, I helped you. Like, what are you doing? But again, Macy gets dragged up to the nursery, thrown in the rocking chair, and Dolly's spiraling again, like silent animated tantrum, uh-huh. ends with her rocking back and forth on the ground. And of course, Macy takes this chance to try and escape the room. But as soon as her hand hits that doorknob, Dolly's right there stopping her, wrapping her hands around Macy's throat.
Oh.
And this time it doesn't seem like she's going to stop. Like,
oh,
she's ready to strangle Macy to death now. But somehow Macy's able to get a word out. And she says, "Mommy."
Oh.
And this makes Dolly immediately let go. And Macy falls to the ground in a heap, clutching her throat. Again, she says, "Mommy, please, I love you." And they stare at each other. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. We're just staring at each other. What's the next move? Well, we hear a man screams coming from outside. And Macy's like, "Holy shit, Chase."
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Yeah. So Macy decides to just jump right through the nursery room window and lands on her back outside on the grass.
Oh, wow.
So it's like she shattered it. Like it shatters. So, of course, if she did that before, it would have made a noise. But like I said, Dolly is very slow. So
yeah,
like,
you'd be running.
You'd be running. We could have just woken up in that nursery and been like, "All right, see ya." Jump through a window, just start running. We'd be gone.
Oh, my God. That's fine. I'll get over it. I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
And she's fine. Like, she gets the wind knocked out of her, but she's fine.
Wow.
She and Chase are reunited. She runs like the 10 feet over to him, horrified by the sight, you know, the jaw.
The jaw.
And he can't really talk much, of course, because of it. So not much for him to say here. But Macy lets him know that she found the ring. That's the first thing she says to him. She's like, "Hey, I found it. I found the ring."
Okay.
And she nods and like tells him that she loves him. Basically, she's basically getting across like, "I say yes. My answer is yes." And then she's like, "Listen to me. We have to go right now, okay? Because she's coming." And she starts trying to pull him up, but his leg is like so fucked up. And he's so weak from so much blood loss. It's just not really working out. And then here comes Dolly stomping up to them with her shovel.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Macy's just desperate at this point, I guess, because she starts walking. She meets her halfway. She starts stomping up to Dolly too.
Oh.
Yeah. She's screaming at Dolly to stop. But if, like, Dolly doesn't listen. She just like pushes Macy to the side. And then she lifts her shovel and is about to just like smack it down on Macy. Uh-huh. But then Chase somehow is able to say, "Hit me." I don't know how he's able to talk, but he says, "Hit me." Like he wants to take the hit instead of Macy. Yeah. And Dolly's curious about this, walks over to him. Of course, Macy's screaming at her to leave him alone. Mm-hmm. But instead, Dolly just pulls the bottom half of Chase's face off completely.
Oh, no.
And leaves him for dead on the forest floor. And Macy's like, "All right, so now's the time to run.
Yeah,
I cannot save him." So she goes running into the woods and makes it back over to like the doll shrine area. But then for some reason, I don't know why she does this, Caitlin.
No, stop. Dude, like it's just so annoying. We're gone. We're gone.
Yes. So she just like stops.
Okay.
At the doll shrine area. And it's kind of filmed as if, you know, the camera's spiraling like – spiraling around her, and she's like grabbing her, and she's like, "Oh, she's just like, I can't handle it." It's like she's going crazy, but I'm like, I don't think you have so much adrenaline right now, you wouldn't stop to have a breakdown yet. You just gotta run and get out of here.
Yeah, no, and like I get like going crazy. I feel like that level of crazy would happen over a longer period of time than like these 2 days.
Yeah, this
whatever.
Is like high energy, adrenaline, get out.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it makes sense for her to stop here. No. So, of course, during this, Dolly catches up to her because she's just standing there. And she starts to go at Macy with her shovel, but Macy snaps out of it and she grabs like a random stick nearby and just starts waving it and swinging it erratically at Dolly, like, "Stay back." And Dolly actually takes a step back. She's a bit baffled by Macy's antics. Like, okay,
well,
damn.
Like, okay, put the twig down, girly. Put it down.
Yeah. But while she's thrown off in surprise, Macy just starts throwing punches, and one of her punches shatters a portion of Dolly's porcelain mask.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
And it reveals like this shadowy blackness inside, and it looks like her face is like charred.
Yeah, I figured there's going to be some level of deformity happening.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Dolly stumbles back and clutches at her mask, giving Macy the chance to take off running again.
Okay.
Yes.
Go.
But as she's running,
no, girl, I'm gonna...
she accidentally falls into an open grave that is completely outlined by a circle of dozens of dolls.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know how she didn't see this.
Yeah.
I don't know how she fell in, but she does.
But she did.
And in the grave is, of course, Dolly's last headless victim.
Mm-hmm.
So Macy does pass out briefly from the fall.
Okay. No, that's good.
Then when she comes to, she hears some noises coming from nearby. So she sticks to the edges of the grave and she's trying to be as quiet as possible. But of course, Dolly comes up behind her, smashes her shovel right down next to her head, very narrowly missing.
Okay.
So Macy crawls over and grabs the corpse.
Oh.
Which immediately makes Dolly drop her shovel, and she mimes to Macy to, like, basically please leave the corpse be. Like, this corpse is very special to her.
Yes.
Special it's corpse. At rest now. Like, don't mess with my corpse.
Right, right. Don't touch that.
So Macy throws the corpse into Dolly's arms and then immediately takes the chance to, like, jumps out the grave, and Dolly stays back to comfort the corpse for a moment.
Okay.
She's like, okay. And then, like, takes her time to, like, lay it down to rest in, like, the nice position that she had him in before.
Okay.
And as she's distracted, like, tending to her corpse, we hear Macy go, fuck you. And she whacks Dolly with her own shovel.
Oh.
Not bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Dolly goes down. And again, Macy hits her across the neck and then again to the back of the head. And Dolly, like, just falls down completely motionless in the grave on top of the corpse.
Okay.
And Macy steps down inside the grave.
Why?
Do you really want to know why she's stepping into the grave?
Why is she stepping into the grave?
She wants her ring.
Oh, my God.
Dolly's still wearing her ring. She wants that back.
You get a new one. Get a different one.
Also, go get help. We can, like, send a SWAT team here and you can get your ring back, you know?
Like, that's okay.
Yeah, she walks on over. She bends down and reaches out for Dolly's hand. But then Dolly's hand whips through the air and grabs her wrist first.
No.
Yeah. Macy is able to pull away and she kicks Dolly in the face a couple times before deciding, okay, I just got to keep running now. That didn't work.
You think so? You think you might want to run? Really?
So this time she makes it to the parking area in the woods.
Cool.
Where, guess what? A park ranger is listening to some music outside of his car. He's here.
Hello, sir. Hi.
So she runs up to him and he's like, oh my God, are you okay? I really liked this actor. It's very random. He doesn't have the biggest part here, but the actor's so funny.
Oh, I love that.
He's like, oh my God, are you okay? Which, like, no, like, obviously not. Look at the state of her.
Nah.
He asks if a bear did this to her. And she's like, no, a woman in a porcelain doll mask.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, oh shit. And Macy screams at him that they need to get out of here right now.
Yep.
So he tells her to go in his, like, get in his truck. And he's going to radio this in right away. So she gets in. And he pulls out his little walkie-talkie and he relays to his fellow rangers that there's a woman here telling him the same story about a woman in a doll mask.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yes, yes. And then all of a sudden his eyes widen because Dolly's marching on up to him with her shovel.
Okay, we're in a car, right?
And it's so weird. I don't know how to explain this. I, like, wish I could just show you this 10-second span right now visually.
Uh-huh.
Because I swear, his eyes widen, he hangs up, he turns around, and he just takes his time going back to the car. And it's like, all right, let me, look at my keys. Oh man, they're really deep in my pocket. Okay, got
it. Sir.
Taking his time.
Sir.
And it's like he's not concerned at all. And I really am like, the way he plays it, I'm like, are you trying to tell me he didn't see her? And inside the truck, Macy's like, get in the truck, get in. She's like screaming at him. He can't hear her for some reason.
Right.
And I really think, like, it's supposed to be a thing of he didn't see Dolly, but the way it is shot, when she comes walking up, it's like, there's no way. Like, it's so silly. There's no way he didn't see her. And then I don't know, there was a look on his face too for a second. I'm like, What's happening?
That's weird.
It's very weird. I don't understand. But yeah, as he's turned away toward the driver's side door, trying to dig his keys out of his pocket, Dolly decapitates him with her shovel. So that's it.
Bro.
So that's nice.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
Yeah. Dolly disappears from view. The classic, like, which car window is she going to pop up at game?
Mm-hmm.
And Macy takes the time to crawl over to the driver's seat, and she looks outside and she sees the car keys are like right next to the park ranger's head outside the door.
Oh, I hate that.
But of course, Dolly pops up.
Oh, okay.
And she starts slamming her shovel into the car windows. She shatters the back window behind the driver's seat. So Macy backs up again into the passenger seat, avoiding the glass. Dolly takes out the driver's side window as well.
Okay.
And then she sticks the shovel into the car through the window, like trying to hit Macy. But Macy kicks back, and like her kick is so strong that she knocks Dolly to the ground.
Oh.
So she quickly reaches out, grabs the car keys off the ground, starts up the car, and she's about to start driving. But
like the amount of times this woman should have left is like really starting to get to me.
Listen, Dolly's now standing in front of the car.
Okay, and we run her over and then the credits roll.
But she throws her shovel to the ground and she like puts her hands up in surrender. And she's really sorry.
I don't fucking care. Like, congratulations. Oh. Beep, beep, here I come.
She's asking for mercy, and Macy is like, LOL, yeah, right. And she drives full speed ahead.
Good.
But then she immediately comes to a stop.
No, but like she didn't.
So she like completely ran Dolly over. Okay.
Okay.
But then she stops and she gets out of the car and she starts stomping over to Dolly because she still wants that damn ring.
Oh my God, it's not that serious.
And this time, she actually successfully pries it off of Dolly's hand without any drama.
Okay, grab it.
Gets back in the car.
Yep.
Hits the road.
Yep.
And she stares at the ring on her finger lovingly as she drives off. And then she starts like hysterically laughing in like shock at her own escape.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it.
Okay.
She did it.
It's over. Oh, we're done. It's over. Okay.
And I do have a little post note here that I wrote.
Yeah, please.
Barbarian meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre with nothing original other than the fun, like, Dolly persona and mask. You know, plot-wise, there's just nothing here that I was excited by.
And that's valid.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think they really seemed like they were going more for the creep factor than, like, anything else.
Oh, it was shot on a fancy camera, too, that's got a lot of grain. It was, like, very much looked like 70s grindhouse. I think that's, like, the subgenre. So, like...
That's cool.
I like the camera they used. The set looked great. The effects were good.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
It is clearly, like, one of the movies, but by the end, it's just, like, and then she could have left, but she didn't. And then she could have left, but she didn't. And, like, those get really frustrating to watch, I think. But yeah, like this was fun, a fun story. Regardless.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been a while since usually I'm someone where like if a movie has hype, I'm very much in on that hype as well. Mm-hmm. This movie's gotten really good reviews. 63% is amazing.
Yep.
And it's one of those rare cases where like it didn't meet the hype I expected.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it has to do with, you know, how just recently I was saying how I've not been as much into gore.
Oh,
I wonder if it's like, I don't mind gore as long as it's paired with some, like, an interesting plot. And
valid.
This kind of movie, I think, is becoming less my thing, where it's just like a story I've seen before.
Yep.
With a whole bunch of gore. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. I have 8 questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. First, would you stab Dolly's dad in the back while he beats her with a shovel?
Oh. No?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I just don't think that'd be something that would, like, really cross my mind here.
Okay. This is also, by the way, while the door is open. If you have a chance to stab him in the back, don't you have a chance? She's, like, 2 feet away from the door. Don't you have a chance to run? Although he probably can run faster than Dolly, so I'd be a little more scared to run from him than her.
Wait, so am I going, if I'm saying no, am I going low or high?
Low.
Low? All right, then I'm going 37.
Okay. I am going to go 58.
Okay.
Because I do think, you know, a common enemy is what brings people together.
Well, yeah.
So like kind of showing Dolly, hey, I'm helping you.
Right.
I might go for that. I mean, he also is basically telling me he's going to assault me in a second. So, you know, there's that. And then also the mind game of like, okay, maybe this will help get Dolly on my side.
True.
So I'm going to go 58 because in theory, I think I would think to do it, but I don't know if I physically would be able to.
Right. Right. Yep.
Would you call Dolly mommy in order to get through to her?
I don't think I would think of that. That was like really good and definitely the right move. I don't think I'd think to do that. I think I'm going to say 6%.
Oh, wow.
I just don't think it would come to mind.
Okay. I just put down 44.
Okay.
I think it's possible that it would come to mind for me. The word mommy is the trickier. Saying like something like I love you.
Yeah.
I think would come to mind first. And, you know, if I see that that works, it might lead to it's like a maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Would you jump out the second story window to escape the house and get to Chase?
It's so funny. I was thinking about this last night.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not.
I was watching
Scream 4 last night. And there's a moment where they're like, oh, let's go out the window. And Sydney's like, that's two stories. And I'm like, and jump out the window.
It's okay to sprain your ankle.
Exactly. You know? I had the thought of I'm all about jumping out the window and running into the woods. Like those are my two big, like I will always do those things. So yeah, okay. I'm jumping out that window.
Okay.
Is that good or bad? That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. 89. I'm all about jumping out the window, man. All about it.
I put down 13.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid like I'd just bounce off of it. Like I don't think I would think that would work. Like I've seen so many window, you know, people are breaking through windows, crashing through windows, shattering windows all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like if I just full force, like, I don't know how sturdy these windows are. I feel like a lot of windows these days, you wouldn't break it through it.
That's fair.
By throwing yourself at it. So because I have that in my head, I don't know if I'd even try. Like, I don't even know if I'd think of that as a possibility to just full force jump shatter.
Oh, I would definitely give it a shot.
Okay, yes, you would.
I would.
I give myself 13 because I would think of it as more of like a last ditch desperation, which we are in. And it's like she's hearing him scream outside, like someone you love is right there. Maybe I would. You know, I'll bring it up to a 23 because like just under these specific circumstances, I probably would be like, oh, I'm probably going to bounce off and eat shit, but hopefully I can break this.
Worth it.
Okay. Would you not fall in the open grave outlined by dolls while trying to run away?
97.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Like,
I'm going to go 95.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you're just so tunnel vision, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, freaked out tunnel vision, running. But it is, like, when you see it on the screen, it is so – it's like, how could you miss that?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm going by. Like, if it's that obvious, it should be good.
Would you threaten to take Dolly's corpse to gain the upper hand?
No. And also, you made a comment that she throws the corpse into her arms. That's dead weight. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't know how she's able to throw it. She throws it really easily.
No one is throwing a corpse unless they are Dolly. Like let's get that straight. I do not think I would think to do that.
No.
I really don't. I'm going to say 18.
Yeah, I went 5 here because it's like we, the audience, aren't even really thinking to do that. And we've seen her cry at the beginning and stroke the corpse's arm at the beginning and crying during the burial. We've seen those weird moments where it's like, oh, she really is mourning. They haven't. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how would you even think? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, of course, maybe Macy knows that her dad did it with her. So it's like, maybe if I do it with this,
guess. That's true. That is one thing.
I still don't think I'd think of it, but okay. Would you successfully kill Dolly with her own shovel while she's distracted with the corpse? This is when we get 3 hits in and then stop and then try to grab the ring.
Okay.
It's like, so, would you just keep going?
Okay, this is a tricky question because I think once she fell in, I would just go. You know what I mean? So like,
sure.
I wouldn't feel that I need to kill her.
Okay.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then she's going to show up later. Yeah.
Right. Okay, true. Yeah, that doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah. Because that won't save you in this situation.
It doesn't affect anything.
But what will save you is if you do decide to kill her here and
end
it.
That's true. No, I don't think I go for the kill on this one because she's like in a grave, right?
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's enough for
she's me like
to
emotionless
just go.
In the grave.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go in there and like try and kill her. So I'll give myself like a 7 on this one.
Oh wow. Yeah. I went 40 because I think I would be so overkill panicked. Die.
Like, I die.
Mode.
No, I get it.
And the shovel specifically feels like a more like a weapon I feel like I could dissociate and use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a better weapon than just like a knife.
Yeah. Okay. This is a tricky question as well.
Sure.
Could you get the park ranger to get in his car and leave immediately? I will
so
say she tells him. So she tells him like, we need to go right now. And then he's like, okay, I just need to phone this in. And then she's like, okay, and lets him do that.
Yep.
There's just so many weird things that play here with how this goes, like unrealistic things that play here where like he doesn't seem to see her. As soon as I saw her in the woods, I would have seen her from a mile away and I would have opened his car door and been like, get in here right now and we'd be gone. Like there's just so many ways to avoid what happens here and her getting this close and being able to decapitate him and all of that. So it's like, the question is, could you get the park ranger to leave immediately? That's the question. Mm-hmm. But like all the factors of the scene are being taken in with this question.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think this one's frustrating because it's not like, would you leave? It's would you get someone else to leave?
Yeah.
Who is making not the brightest decisions, I guess.
Yeah. Weird because he's heard the story before. Like, please be concerned.
Right. Like, why aren't you more worried? I don't know. Yeah, he's going to pull me down on this a lot. Because I could picture me being like, no, we have to go right now. And him being like, no, I know what's going on.
Mm.
Just give me a minute. So I'm going to say just 21.
Whoa. I just wrote down 84.
That's crazy. I think it's relying too much on him.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because I'm factoring in like, I know I'm going to see her and be able to warn him in time.
Yeah.
Because it's so ridiculous. She's so slow. Like,
it's so
ridiculous. I'm gonna keep my eyes peeled. If he's not getting in the truck immediately, my head's on a swivel. I'm gonna see her from a mile away. I'm gonna tell you, hey, she's coming. You want to die? Get in the truck.
Uh-huh.
It's just the scene bothered me. So
that's a fair. No, I understand.
Yeah. Finally, could you acquire the car keys and run Dolly over?
Yeah. Because I think once you know where she's at, like what I was thinking was more like if she's on the driver's side, I'm going to jump out passenger side and just book it more than anything.
Okay.
Because we know that she's slow. But if I have the opportunity to grab the keys, I'm not hesitating to run her over. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely not.
That. Yeah. Like that's happening.
Looking forward to it.
So exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 84 just because I think getting the keys is a little tricky.
Right. I went 73 because it did take like a really strong kick to knock Dolly over and like.
Yeah, that part is interesting for sure.
Get her distracted and on the ground and everything so we could grab the keys. But like, I think I could get them eventually somehow. I don't know.
I would hope.
Yeah. All right. That brings my final act score to a 53%.
Okay. Mine is a 60.
All right.
It's interesting because like first was lowest. Third was our
little higher.
Middle, and the second was the highest for me.
Yeah. It's because so the actions that of the main character get stupider and stupider.
Oh my That's God, why. True that. That's so accurate.
Oh, yeah. So it's a classic 1-2-3 weighted scale.
All right.
Mine came out to 59%.
Mine is 61.
Okay, so 60. Cute.
60 for our final.
Yeah.
It almost hurts.
It does hurt. This one hurts a little bit. It hurts because we're forced to continue following the actions of this main character that's just doing interesting things in this one.
Yeah.
But I guess to be safe, we could just never go on a hike again. There's that.
Ooh, that's rough, but
there's 100 right there.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, 60. Obviously, I do have some empathy for this Dolly character, but
yeah, they definitely want you to, and I get that.
Yeah, it's interesting. They want you to have some, but then it's also like weird because I don't know. I just prefer the barbarian angle. Like she wasn't gonna hurt them.
That's true.
And
that's
she, true. But Dolly is out here just like literally murdering you.
Yep.
And yeah, so it's just like sad. I guess it's sad in a different way. Like cycle of abuse is continuing.
Right.
Rather than like that. It's
that's
just,
true.
You know, yep. That's kind of the message here. But all right. You guys can check us out on Instagram at I'd Survive Podcast. Over there, we have links to all the other places you can find us, including our Patreon for video episodes and bonus content, as well as our Discord, where we have an interactive worksheet that you can fill out to let us know, would you survive?